State-funded home charter schools in California are providing a workaround for anti-vax parents who avoid vaccine requirements for their children. The state's current laws apply to all schools except for home-based private schools and students enrolled in an independent study program. And charter schools are public, but for the increasing number of programs that blend home instruction and class time, the rules blur. Mackenzie Mays covers education in California for Politico. She's written about this and joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. How does it work that they can be exempt?
Yeah, so when people hear the term homeschool, we think of families that file an affidavit with the state to instruct their own children at home, what we imagine when we hear the term homeschool. But what we found out is that's not actually what homeschool looks like anymore in a lot of these charter programs. And so while on paper a school might be labeled as a homeschool, they may be meeting as many times as three times a week, or having lunch on campus or going on field trips. And the problem there is that all of these state laws that we've passed recently to crack down on vaccines is all aiming to protect schools. So you have to have a 95% total vaccine rate at your school in order to have something called herd immunity. And that means you're protected from some sort of measles outbreak or something like that, right? And so it makes sense that the law would exempt a homeschool student because they're not congregating. But what happens when you have homeschool charters like these that say they're homeschools, but are getting together pretty often? And some of the schools I found and reached out to have percentages of total vaccine rates as low as 26%.
Wow. And we're not talking about charter schools that are filled with hundreds of children, though, are we?
There are a lot of different charter schools, right? And charter schools are public schools, and that's another big fight that's been in the Capitol this year. But the charter schools have distanced themselves from the vaccine debate because it's pretty toxic at times. And so I can't say, you know, a charter homeschool is usually a smaller enrollment. Yeah, for sure. It's a specific kind of hybrid program where you want to be in control of your kids' instruction, but you also want them to have some sort of interaction and some sort of community. And another big plus to this is you get state funding. So if you're a traditional homeschooler, you don't get that. But through this, which is another issue, which why, you know, it's a problem that they're not technically following this law because they don't think it applies to them. It's a problem because they're getting state funding. And so there's some argument there that therefore they should have to follow it.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing the information with us. Appreciate it. Mackenzie Mays covers education for Politico.